This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. The passing of Pope Francis at 88, surprising many right after Easter services, though his battle with double pneumonia appeared like he was on the other side, but appeared yesterday somewhat frail. And as you saw him in St. Peter's Square on Easter Sunday, struggling a bit, but certainly not anticipating the very next morning the passing of Pope Francis. With details, CBS's Vicky Barker.
Abemus Papam.
It was March 13th, 2013, and when that white smoke signal rose above the Vatican, the world's 1.3 billion Roman Catholics got their first Jesuit, their first ever Latin American pontiff. Jorge Mario Bergoglio's first words to them set the tone for his papacy.
Dare la benedizione, ma prima.
And now I would like to give you the blessing, he said, but first I want to ask you for a favor. Before the bishop blesses the people, I ask that you would pray to the Lord to bless me.
He chose the name Francis after Francis of Assisi. And like that saint, he practiced simplicity and humility. Gone were the red slippers and gold crucifixes of his predecessors. His living quarters were plain, not palatial. He often carried his own bags and drove his own car. For many Roman Catholics, Papa Francisco was a breath of fresh air.
I heard Pope Francis in his message, and I couldn't stay away.
He makes me feel great. He makes me want to bring friends to church.
At least 2 million people showed up to hear him speak on Rio's famed Copacabana beach. They listened to a leader who promised to protect the poor, the weak, the environment. Francis was chosen to be a reformer, and he eventually did take on the Vatican's backbiting bureaucracy, financial corruption, and the priest's sex abuse scandals. Some hoped he might go further.
At a press conference aboard a papal flight, he appeared to crack open a space for homosexuals in the church with a single phrase.
Who am I to judge, he said.
But while Francis changed the tone of the institution, conservative church teaching stayed the same during his papacy. He reaffirmed church doctrine opposing gay marriage and pretty much everything else, from birth control to the ordination of women. Ultimately, history will decide how the 266th Pope made his mark on the world. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
And moments ago, we got reaction from the Bishop of the Catholic Diocese, David Zubik, and we'll share what he had to say throughout the morning and get reaction around the region.
Working on that right now, Larry.
And it's obviously coming from around the world with 1.3 billion Catholics, a considerable amount. And I did notice yesterday at churches, just driving around the region, parking lots overflowed everywhere I went. And I thought to myself, this is such a good positive sign to see people wanting to be together, wanting to be spiritual, wanting to be better. And so the timing of the passing of Pope Francis the day after this jubilation for Christians overall, pretty extraordinary.
A lot of things that make a pope distinctive, right? And we focus on, in this case, Francis was one of the more unusual cases in my lifetime, in that I think in the church's history, how many popes have become pope after a resignation?
Right. He brought, apparently, to Rome, when they go for this, what has been, you know, documented, the process of electing a new pope.
The conclave.
Yeah. Yes, the conclave, which ended up being a film with Ralph Fiennes, you know, being nominated for an Academy Award for his role in it. And so what that did was pull kind of the curtain behind the process to some degree.
No, they're behind closed doors, basically, until they pick someone.
Right. And apparently when Pope Francis came, he didn't bring much in way of luggage or a change of clothes. He thought it was going to be a short visit. He didn't know he was going to be the guy, right? He never expected that. Because, to your point, they never had a Latin American pope.
And really, wouldn't you prefer to have someone become pope who wasn't expecting it?
Yeah, in many ways.
That's how I feel.
And then the unusual circumstance which came for him after the first pope to retire in over 600 years in Pope Benedict, who passed just a couple of years ago. So he was in an unusual situation where there was, you know, technically two popes, one in retirement, which was unheard of.
I think they used the word emeritus in his case, didn't they?
So
So we have a funeral ahead,
right?
And all that goes with that. There's a lot of planning and a lot of logistics for the funeral of a pope. But again, he'll leave his mark on his services. I'm sure that it'll be very simple and plain.
And then the next question will be, who will become the next pope?
Yeah, when does the conclave start? And then we begin the watch.
Yeah, and we'll sort through all the details. But if you just joined us, the passing of Pope Francis at the age of 88. Free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go. AUDACY. And we'll keep you posted on breaking news, weather information, and crystal clear digital audio for all our talk shows as well. And a rewind option where you can go back and listen to important guests that you may have missed. So the question is, Paul, what happens next? A series of events will unfold, including the College of Cardinals taking control, the funeral, and then the election of a new pope through the conclave. In the period in between right now, the College of Cardinals oversees the church. Major decisions are held in, they're kind of put on pause. The funeral takes place within a few days, followed by a 9-day mourning period. The cardinals then gather for a conclave to elect a new pope. So for many, if you saw the movie Conclave, you get a little peek inside. Once the pope's death is confirmed, which it has been, then they authorize official documents. The Vatican releases a public statement to the world, which they have just done a mere few hours ago. And the pope's apartment is sealed. A 9-day mourning period follows. Pope's body is typically placed on public display for mourners to pay their respects. The funeral is held usually in St. Peter's Square. The Dean of College of Cardinals leads the funeral mass. And then after the conclave to elect a new pope is convened, cardinals under 80 years of age gather in the Sistine Chapel for the election. The election is secret, with cardinals voting until a candidate receives 2/3 majority. Ballots are burned, black smoke signifying failure, white smoke signifying the election of a new pope. And you've seen these scenes. We've seen it certainly with Pope Francis, where you see the tens of thousands of people gathered outside the Sistine Chapel to see if the smoke's going to be black or white. And obviously this tradition goes back thousands of years.
If you're interested in a really in-depth look at what goes on, to the best that we can find out, during a conclave, for me, the one is the old Anthony Quinn film from the, I think, the late 60s, early 70s, called The Shoes of the Fisherman. And it's about a very similar similar story to Francis. It's a simple man who winds up becoming Pope. He was kept in a Russian labor camp. And, yeah, they selected a Russian Pope in this particular movie, but the goings-on behind the scenes, you get a real in-depth look at the selection process and what might be going on in the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah, I actually, they're showing outside St. Peter's Square. It's a beautiful day in Rome and in the Vatican with clear skies, and thousands of mourners are already gathering in St. Peter's Square after yesterday's Easter Masses, where again the Pope did appear and actually took a ride around the square in what they called a Pope Mobile. And over the years, he's preferred to drive himself, which gave the people, you know, in charge of protecting him, great anxiety.
They had video on earlier this morning of him being taken by car from a point A to point B, wherever it was. But it wasn't the luxurious limo that you would expect see with a Pope. It was like a four-door mini clubman type thing, a Mini Cooper style car. Yeah. Or was it the small Fiat? I bet it was the small Fiat, the Fiat 500. Yes. I think that's what it is, yeah.
And he used to prefer to carry his own
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Luggage, which, again, he broke a lot of the traditions in that regard. Simple man.
Wasn't there a story about him trying to book his own hotel room?
Yes.
When he was getting started there?
And they just, actually, the network just showed that.
Yeah.
Where he was up at the desk and these two people looked stunned.
Right.
They're like, wait a minute, aren't you the new guy? He had just become Pope.
It's a funny story to me. I love it.
And he's telling them, well, yeah, but I got to get a room here. They're like, but you're the guy. Where's all the people to come with you? Apparently, also a man with a sense of humor, too, which I think is always important to have some level of humor.
Another show that I'm reminded of now, and this one touches on both Pope Benedict and Pope Francis, The Two Popes, that movie. And marvelously acted, really well done.
Yeah, that would be a movie that would also give you a little insight into what happens in that conclave. You know, obviously, the movie conclave is Hollywoodized. However, the process behind the scenes of what actually happens appears to be pretty accurate. You know, when he just said they seal the apartment, they do that immediately.
A wax seal is placed on the door.
And then the process of the conclave is pretty fascinating. But we'll keep you posted and get more reaction that's happening here and around the world in the passing of Pope Francis. This is the Big K Morning Show. Good morning, Larry Richard. Surprised to hear the passing of Pope Francis at the age of 88. That will dominate the world news today. And in our next half hour, we'll have a chance, Aaron, to go live to Rome and talk with CBS's Rich Lamb. But yesterday, Easter services in St. Peter's Square, and Pope was there. And so was CBS's Chris Lacey.
It was a very special comeback moment for Pope Francis, who just 3 weeks ago was released from the hospital for that nasty case of double pneumonia. He wasn't scheduled to appear. In fact, he'd made several surprise appearances in the Holy Week leading up to Easter. He was mingling with crowds, sometimes by the tens of thousands. He went to a prison on Holy Thursday, for instance, was exchanging and kissing of hands with the prisoners there, all to make this final appearance on Sunday yesterday a grand comeback. But now, of course, we know it was also his final goodbye. Well, he was certainly defying doctors' orders. Remember, they had given him strict orders to stay at home and rest for at least 2 months, specifically warning him not to mingle with large crowds, which he's very famous for doing. He's an incredibly social person. That proved to be too much to ask of the Pope, the leader of nearly 1.5 billion Catholics around the world, especially during Holy Week. It is indeed the holiest week on the Catholic calendar, Easter, the holiest day on the Christian calendar, celebrating the resurrection of Christ. Indeed, it seemed to be a resurrection of sorts for Pope Francis. He was mingling with the crowd for the first time. He was riding around in his Popemobile for the first time since he had been discharged from the hospital 3 weeks ago. He was taking even special visits. It'll go down in history that one of the last people to see Pope Francis alive was American Vice President J.D. Vance, an outspoken Catholic and an outspoken critic of Pope Francis's views on welcoming migrants. This was indeed one of the very last meetings that Pope Francis had with anybody. And then shortly after that meeting with Vice President Vance, Pope Francis went on to deliver his blessing, and then with the help of an aide, deliver his Easter message, in which he condemned policies that marginalized migrants, which seemed to be a subtle jab to the Trump administration. So it's all very, very stunning, considering Pope Francis had just spent more than 5 weeks in the hospital, made this dramatic recovery. I mean, remember, his doctors said after he was discharged from the hospital that he came very close to dying, so much so that they had to consider letting him go while he was still in the hospital. But he made this dramatic recovery, was discharged, and it's long been said by people who were close to Pope Francis. Indeed, I was having dinner last night with one of his closest aides who told me Pope Francis wants to die on the battlefield. And judging by his behavior leading up to Easter and indeed his death, that certainly appears to have been his intention.
CBS's Chris Lipsey, who was in St. Peter's Square yesterday during Easter services, and we'll have more reaction. Other news, today is Boston Marathon Day, the 129th Boston Marathon run through the streets of Beantown. First run was in 1897. It's the world's oldest annual marathon and one of the seventh, I guess the majors they call them, around the world. This will take place at afterward. The Boston Red Sox will take on the Chicago White Sox at Fenway. The professional legs of the race get underway at 9:37 this morning. Also, Aaron, have you ever seen the Easter egg roll at the White House? It's a tradition the day after.
No.
So it'll be today. President Trump and First Lady Melania will join the White House staff and their families on the South Lawn for a day of festivities, including a Easter egg rolling tradition that dates back to 1878. So that's
what are they
10:30.
A roll? Does it break down for you what it is?
You've never Heard of the Easter egg roll at the White House?
No.
Well, by the way, this is the first year they have sponsors, which is interesting. And they said the money will go to the White House Historical Society. One of the sponsors is Meta. And Meta, by the way, is in week two of a trial. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg expected to be on the stand to defend the social media giant's practices of purchasing similar social media platforms. The Federal Trade Commission has charged Meta with antitrust violations for its purchase of Instagram and the WhatsApp. You familiar with WhatsApp?
Absolutely. Very common for those traveling.
Yeah. So that's what's going on today. All of a sudden, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And we will go live to Rome right after the news at 7 as mourners are already gathering at St. Peter's Square at the Vatican.
From the Goldberg, Persky, and White News Desk.
Con profondo dolore, devo annunciare la morte del nostro Santo Padre Francesco.
That is the Vatican announcement of the death of Pope Francis at age 88, just hours, Larry, after he gave his Easter blessings to thousands of worshipers in St. Peter's Square.
While it wasn't completely unexpected, since he had been gravely ill, 38 days in the hospital with double pneumonia, he did seem to be on the recovery path, but the timing right after those Easter services will surprise many this morning.
And Bishop David Zubik shared his thoughts about the ministry of Francis with us earlier this morning on the Big K Morning Show.
I think one word, mercy.
Mercy. And he wanted to be known as a pope of the people and live that way.
And stormy weather, Larry, expected this afternoon in the Pittsburgh area, as we just heard in your chat with Joe Lundberg.
I suspect the window of opportunities between 2 and 6, 2 and 7 o'clock.
And so we'll keep you posted. Any watches or warnings? Isolated tornado, a possibility, but feel it's important to let people just know so they pay attention later.
It could happen, but the chance of severe weather today is what they say marginal at the National Weather Service office.
Yeah, let's be honest. You and I have been marginal for years. All right, Paul, thanks.